everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood, and I want to say thank you to BBS Radio, Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, Seth Hendrick, for supporting so many of the great works that the hosts of BBS Radio networks are doing, and for providing us with a platform to raise consciousness by using positive media and Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood and positive media, I found out about this person who's my guest this evening by watching The Secret about 19,000 times. His name is Dr. John DeMartini, and he has something called the Breakthrough Experience and the DeMartini Method. I'll give you his website so you can pull that up. It's www.drdemartini.com, and that's www.drdemartini.com. So go ahead and pull that up. And Dr. DeMartini has such a vast and incredible history and a childhood that would have been an excuse for most people to fail, and that just wasn't an option for this guy. And he turned his life around and became a force to be reckoned with. And if he didn't do one more thing for the rest of his life, he's already left a legend in his path, and for all of us to follow the wonderful things that Dr. DeMartini has discovered and just experienced through his own challenges. And the challenges were many. And there was even one point where he almost died of poisoning, which I'm hoping we'll get him to talk about a little bit. And, you know, he was told he was hopeless, wouldn't ever graduate, couldn't read, any of those things. And Dr. DeMartini just taught himself after hours and hours and hours of alone in his room, learning to read and learning to process things and learning to take that term, he can't do it, and turn it into, oh, yes, I can. So, without further ado, I'd like to bring on Dr. DeMartini and let him tell you the rest of his story, because I could read you a bio, but it's going to be nothing like a direct experience with Dr. DeMartini. So thank you for being with us, Dr. DeMartini. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, I improvised that because I like to do that just to see what's there in the moment. And I know a lot of people miss things because they're not being present, and to be present really helps you tune into what's there inside of you. And the breakthrough experience is such a life-transforming experience that I just really am excited for you to tell our listeners all about it. I know I've had you on before talking about the breakthrough experience, but it just can't be said enough what a person will get out of that, how they can take the biggest villain in their life, the biggest perceived villain in their life, and, you know, after the breakthrough experience, invite them over for dinner and mean it. So if you could just expound on what I just said a little bit, I believe that our listeners would be fascinated by what you have to say.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been blessed to be able to share the seminar program, which is a two-day program, usually on a weekend, called the Breakthrough Experience, now for over 20 years. I've been doing this program about 40-something times a year for 20 years. And I've been blessed to share it in, I think, 56 or 58 countries now. And what it is it's a two-day experience dedicated to helping people break through literally anything and everything that's in the way of where they want to go in life, and shatter the myths and the perceptions that are keeping them from being absolutely amazingly empowered and clear about what they want. And I give them a tool called the DeMartini Method on how to dissolve the emotional baggage that we're carrying so we can get and lighten our load and lift ourselves up to where we really want to be in life. And so it's full, two inspiring days. And we start from 8 in the morning till about midnight, and we go from about 9 to about 6 or 7 in the evening, Saturday and Sunday usually. And it's just everything that I've been able to study for the last 37 years on personal development and summarize and synthesize. And I deliver it and do whatever I can to help people break through whatever it is that they bring.
Exactly, and there really isn't anything that's off limits. I mean, whatever anybody's bringing to the table that they have an issue with, they can absolutely resolve it and dissolve it and transmute it in this two-day seminar, correct?
Well,
they're willing.
We have people that are, you know, Fortune 500 companies or Fortune 100 company leaders in business that want to go to the next level in what they're up to. And we also have people that are, you know, general people of society that are basically working on maybe trying to help themselves get past their limits financially, or maybe help their relationships grow and prosper, or maybe, you know, build or start a new entrepreneurial adventure in business, or maybe get a raise in business, or maybe a health issue. I mean, almost any area of life, spiritually, mentally, career, financial, family, social, physical, we have people who are wanting to break through things. And we have tools and methods to help them, and it's just dedicated to doing that. It's just about breaking through whatever's in the way. And if they're not sure what they say they want to do, we get them clear. We help them define what they want to define their mission for life is, their goals and objectives, and give them strategies on how to activate the real secret on how to manifest things.
Right, the real secret. And I know that you've trained many, 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 many chiropractors with the DeMartini method, and just, you know, you've got a vast history of chiropractic in your background. And I know for me personally, when I went to my chiropractor, Dr. John Holland, who trained under you, he basically taught me how to allow my body to heal itself, because he isn't the one healing me. I'm the one healing me. And what would you have to say to anybody in that two-day seminar about who comes to you with an ailment and they just can't seem to let go of it? And we know that there are generally emotional roots to all illness and dis-ease. So what would you say to somebody in a seminar who came to you with just something they can't let go of, something they can't shake, even if it's extra weight? What would you tell them?
Well, first of all, my observation is that when a person is having signs and symptoms of conditions, then what happens is that's their body trying to give them feedback to try to guide them to be most authentic and inspired in their life. And if they do not know how to interpret those symptomatologies, then what they do is they usually try to treat them and try to get rid of them instead of understand what they're trying to guide them to do. I give them insights on what those symptoms may represent and what they're trying to get from them, and help them rebalance their perspective and physiology and liberate them from the emotions that are primarily creating these symptoms, and show them actually what the unconscious motives inside them are doing in order to initiate these symptoms, and then use those symptoms as guides instead of as ailments, but using them as guides. I really believe that our body has a miraculous ability to guide us back into well-being if we know how to interpret it. And that's what the breakthrough experience is how to use the body's symptoms as a guide to empower your life, instead of as a thing that's screwed up or unhealthy or whatever. We just change the perspective around and use it to our advantage instead of disadvantage.
That makes perfect sense. And I'm also seeing that being life is holographic, using that same premise for relationships that have gone south and gone sour and sort of lost their way, you could apply the very same principles to a broken relationship to heal it, correct?
Well, there's underlying principles that actually build lasting and powerful relationships. And when a person is not fulfilling those principles, then they create signs and symptoms in the relationship. For instance, every individual lives according to a set of values, a set of priorities. And whenever you're expecting yourself or others to live outside those values, you set yourself up for the ABCs of negativity, which is anger and aggression, blame and betrayal, criticism and challenge. When you do, you run down the immune system, start creating symptomatology physiologically, and also create the frustration in the relationship that it makes you think that the relationship's not working. But the relationship is actually giving you feedback to guide you, to teach you how to learn to communicate in people's values and to only expect yourself and others to live according to their values. So really, the body and the mind and the relationships, in fact, all areas of our lives, are actually feedbacks to guide us to live an extraordinary life. We just haven't learned the art of mastering how to interpret this. And in the breakthrough experience, I teach people how to do that.
You certainly do. And I know that some of the people we have the greatest challenges with are our greatest teachers, if we will allow them to be. And just changing your perspective, like there's this wonderful phrase, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And if you, people who are listening, if you're having an issue with somebody, and a lot of us do, I mean, I believe that these days, these times that the news is talking about is a poor economy and crash and burn and all this kind of thing, I believe that that's just a collective consciousness of negativity when actually what's in fact happening is pure expansion. And if you see it as in a perspective of, oh no, the sky is falling, then that's going to become the person's truth who's believing that. But if you see it from the perspective of, what's this here to teach me? How is this going to help me finally, you know, take that leap of faith and do what my heart's calling really is instead of, you know, try to be an investment banker when I don't have a job anymore, to go out and really perhaps build a sailboat and take people on tours to spiritual places. When you can really, really take that opportunity to use it as a springboard to do what you want in life and to do what your heart's desire is, because what do you have to lose? And when you have the concept that the sky is falling, you're going to, you know, be in a state of alarm, never be present, be constantly anxious, and you can't be creative and anxious at the same time. And I believe a lot of people are in that mindset right now, Dr. DeMartini, and to come to the breakthrough experience would be a wonderful freeing instrument and tools for them to use for the rest of their lives. And I know that every person who comes to your seminar improves generations to come just based on the transformation that happens within them.
Well, you know, what you said, it's not what happens to you, it's how you perceive what happens. And we can make a mountain out of a molehill, or a molehill out of a mountain, or a heaven out of a hell, or a hell out of heaven. And it was William James who said that the greatest discovery of our generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. At the Breakthrough Experience, that's exactly what it is. I give you the science of how to transform perceptions and attitudes of mind so you can perceive things in such a way where no matter what happens to you, you're served by it and you're fueled instead of baggage. And instead of carrying around the weight of emotions and physiological weight, you free it up and get into vitality and dynamism instead of stagnation.
Yep, exactly. And I've actually interviewed people who took your course, and I've heard amazing stories that inspired me to have goosebumps on my goosebumps. And it's because, you know, I heard truth in it. And it doesn't matter if unidentified flying object landed and a bunch of green men came out of it and they started spouting universal laws and universal truths, you're going to know it's the truth. It doesn't matter where it comes from, but you're going to know it's the truth. And, you know, what you speak in your seminars is universal law, universal truth that's born innately in all of us, but we forgot that we know it. And I believe that before you were born, based on, you know, your path, that you chose the most absolute challenging things you could possibly choose to create the person that you are today, to be this really powerful messenger. And I don't mean to embarrass you, and I need you to know, at least from my perspective, and perspective is everything, as you said, you are one of the greatest messengers that I've heard in our time. And, you know, the thing that made Jesus great was that he was his word. He was impeccable with his word, and because he was impeccable with his word, things that he declared and spoke about came true, even if they seemed miraculous to people, because he was so staunchly, impeccably his word. And I see you to be a person who emulates that, and the kinds of transformation that happen to people in your seminars is nothing short of miraculous. I mean, look at technology today. Back in medieval times, this stuff would be magic and sorcery back then, if it happened back then. So, you know, magic and miracles are happening all around us all the time. And they're what we are. We're walking miracles. And as long as you're connected to source, creator, higher power, universal law, God, whatever your preference is to call it, then you are, in fact, a sorcerer or a sorceress, because the more connected to source you are causes you to be able to conjure the things that you really want to do, have, and be in your life.
Well, I believe that, you know, it's true that your innermost dominant thoughts are creative in nature. And when we set goals that are congruent with our highest values, where we are inspired and we are clear, we magnetize and synchronize events into our lives that allow us to fulfill amazing, inspired manifestations. So, yeah, we do have that capacity. And we are, in a sense, sorcerers in the sense that we can tap this source. And we do have access to creating things that the average person would consider miraculous, but are actually natural laws just put into operation by those who know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the breakthrough experience, that's the whole purpose of it. And all my work, all my books, seminars, all the things that I do, are dedicated to maximizing human awareness and potential for that objective. Because I do believe that we're co-fashioners and creators on the planet to do amazing things and live an extraordinary life.
Right. And the thing that, you know, life did give you every reason to fail. I mean, life threw at you some things that you know, most people couldn't tolerate or handle. It would have just wiped them out. And if you wouldn't mind sharing a bit of that background with our listeners, just to give them a thumbprint of how you were told that you just would never be anybody or do anything or accomplish anything when you were younger, and what you did about that to get to where you are today. Just whatever is your Reader's Digest version of that.
Well, I did start with a challenge, quite a few challenges. I started with my foot and hand turned in for one, which had to wear braces as a child. When everybody else was running, I was kind of hobbling along like Forrest Gump kind of thing. And I got out of braces when I was 4, and when I did, because everybody else was running, I wanted to run. I wanted to catch up with everybody. And so that, I guess, has kept me on the run all my life. And I still run. I still move from city to city and country to country every day. So I'm on the go all the time. But then I ended up in first grade, and I had my challenge with school because I was told by my first grade teacher, who saw that I wasn't able to read, that I had learning problems, and asked my parents to come to school. And she said, you know, I'm afraid your son will never be able to read or write or communicate, probably never go very far in life, not amount to anything. If I were you, I'd put him into sports because he likes to run everywhere. And so I made it through elementary school with the help of the smartest kids by asking questions. And then my parents moved from Houston, Texas to Richmond, Texas when I was 12. And when I started school there, I didn't have the smart kids to ask the questions to, and I started failing. And eventually I dropped out of school. So that's when I lived on the streets and hung out on the streets in the late 60s and did all the things that the 60s kids did. And then eventually, I wanted to go surfing. I hitchhiked to California and eventually figured out a way of bumming enough money to fly to California to Hawaii, and lived in a tent in Hawaii and surfed until I almost died of strychnine poisoning, almost died surfing. And then I ended up meeting an amazing teacher named Paul Bragg, who was a truly an inspiring man that I met one night for 1 hour doing one lecture that changed my life. And in 1972, 37 years ago, I met this man in my life change, and I set out at that time to be able to do what this man had done, trying to inspire people and travel the world and teach. Lo and behold, I had to figure out how to go back and read and learn how to go to school and overcome my learning problems, but I was determined to do it, and I was blessed to, even though I had many challenges, I was blessed to do that, and today, 37 years later, I'm doing what I set out to do, travel the world and teach.
And boy, are you.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of neurotic about it. I spend almost every day of my life, throughout the day doing it. So
I know you do. And, you know, it's like you're so saturated in all of these wonderful life lessons and the wisdom that you've gained by just being fearless enough to dive right into whatever that fear or challenge is head first and come out thriving. And, you know, you can't buy that anywhere. You really must be fearless and courageous to just turn around, no, I can't, to yes, I can, and oh, yes, I can. And I believe that every person has that ability, and I also believe that the best teachers are the ones that point out the perfection in a person and help them find a way to express it, their greatness.
Well, you know, I recently, I just published, in fact, it's coming out this week, a new book called Stress to Success in just 31 days.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And this is by Hay House. They're the publishers.
Hey.
And they've been a blessing to me. They've published about 8 of my books now. And this new book is about the 31 things that you can do to literally reduce the stress levels and increase the success levels. And what's interesting, I call it a toilet book because I have people set it next to their toilet. And when they sit there, they read this one thought per day, and they concentrate and focus and memorize these little affirmations, and they concentrate and focus on that one thing for that one day. And each day for 31 days is a specific thing to target and do. And if they will do these 31 things, they'll reduce the stress levels and increase the achievement and success levels in their life. So I'm really grateful to have that new book just come out. And so, in fact, I'm going to be coming into Los Angeles, I think, in August, early
August.
You
are. Do you mind if I tell people how to find you?
That'd be great, yeah.
It's the Breakthrough Experience in Los Angeles with Dr. John DeMartini, and it's going to be at the Fairmont Miramar Hotel at 101 Wilshire Boulevard, Santa Monica. And, of course, that's in California. And the zip code over there is 90401 to MapQuest it. And that'll be Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th. And Saturday, it's from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. or midnight, as you said. And knowing you, it will go past midnight. And it goes Sunday, 8 a.m. to about 6 p.m. And it is the ultimate human transformation methodology. And I believe that anybody who goes there, I don't know what the cost of it is, and I would imagine that people could go to your website and find out. But whatever it is, it will be the best money anybody spent if you're really serious about turning your life around and living out fully. And if you're really ready to give up complaining about what you don't have, then go to this seminar. Again, the website is www.drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com. And, again, the address is Fairmont Miramar Hotel, 101 Wilshire Boulevard, Santa Monica, and that's 90401, from Saturday the 8th to Sunday the 9th, 8 a.m. to 11 on Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And, Kate, I'll be there also on the 6th, the evening of the 6th, doing From Stress to Success. So if they want to have their appetite wet and would like to join me for a couple hours and just have an inspiring evening on how to reduce stress and increase their success in life, I'll be presenting information for my new book at the same location there. And again, they can go to the website, drdemartini.com, if they'd like to go and check out all the information and join us there and sign up.
Well, that's great. And that's a Thursday, right? The 6th? I'm looking in my book here.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Thursday evening. It'll probably be about 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Why? That's August. 9 o'clock? And it starts at 9 o'clock?
No, it'll be from 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Okay, great. Yes, that is a Thursday. And I'm looking to see if I can actually be there.
That would be great.
Because the idea of having a toilet book with 31 affirmations and solutions, you know, 31 ways to reduce stress and 31 ways to increase success, there's just something about being in the library, which is the bathroom, and having a book like that in your hands to read. I mean, it's just, there's something that goes on when you're in that frame of mind, and it's well, this is BBS Radio, and if it's not mainstream, you'll find it on BBS Radio. So I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. When you're in that mode of releasing, you're also in that mode of feeling better and receiving. And to read a book like that in that physiological process, for some reason, it gets inside of your tissues. And it's like listening to affirmations while you're doing exercise. For some reason, it gets into your system deeper, better, and more permanently. So to call it a toilet book is ideal. Because
I always tell people, when you create a void, you create a value. And
I like that. That's what I'm trying to say. See,
yeah. But, you know, I think it's a place that everybody goes every day, and it's just a way of starting the day with an inspiring excerpt and principle that you can guide your life by wisely, that increases the probability of achieving in life, and it makes your life easier.
Yep.
It makes it easier to function when you're doing wise things that have been stood the test of time by great leaders. So that book is a kind of a precursor to the Breakthrough Experience, to give people a start, an advantage in their lives to go and do what they really love to do.
Right. And it's really great to be in a frame of mind. I believe that every adversity primes a person for the great leap forward. And if they don't know that, they're going to miss the opportunity. So, you know, we hear these days that everybody's talking about adversity with foreclosures and the finances and investment bankers losing their jobs and all of this stuff that, that everybody's saying the sky is falling, when actually it's the world right now is globally ripe and rich with opportunity to take a leap forward. And during this time right now, I know for public relations, this is the ideal time for a person to make a name for themselves, because everybody else is sitting on what cash they have and they're not doing it. And if somebody wanted to take a leap and just get some publicity and get it out there what it is their dream is, they have a lot of room right now to rise to the top because the other people aren't doing it. So the opportunity available right now can be so honed and polished in this seminar that when you come out of it, you're going to have so much excitement and inspiration that, that you know, you're going to be walking on air for a long time, and you're going to be grounded with the tools that you'll be given. So, you know, there's nothing greater than believing with all your heart and soul, like to the very fiber of your being, that you can do, have, and be anything you choose, and to have the tools that ground you in the action steps to cause that to happen. And I know that discipline is the way to get there. And without discipline, it's just magical thinking. But with discipline, you have action steps, and you have guidelines you set up for yourself. And the affirmations in the book, your toilet book, the affirmations in your book are like a little blueprint for the day. And every great athlete, every great hero, every great politician has had coaches. And that little book of 31 affirmations and 31 ways to reduce stress and 31 ways to increase success is like having a little coach in your bathroom helping you along the way. And it's,
well,
it's,
you know, if you don't fill your day with high priority things that inspire your life, it will fill up with low priority things that despair it. And it's our responsibility to dig in our being and our heart and soul and find out what we really would love to dedicate our energies and life to, and clarify it and define it and take actions towards it and delegate lower priority things to other people that would be inspired to do those and get on with what is truly the meaning of life and the purpose of life that you did want to dedicate your energies to. When you do, magic does begin. And there is no matter what you're going through now or what's been happening, if you start to apply the principles that have proven the test of time, your life changes. Your life has the ability to do amazing things in miraculous time.
Yep, it sure does. And, you know, just to have the mindset of an intention. I mean, intention, they're making now intentional chocolate, intentional clothing, intentional medication, where people are making these items with intention being held by some of the greatest people out there, and they're studying it now to see what effect intention has on, you know, physiological things or the outcomes that intention causes are being proven in physics. I mean, when you intend something powerfully, and if you're thinking about it all day, as you said, you're becoming a magnet drawing it to you. And intention is incredibly powerful. And I know in your Breakthrough Experience seminar, you teach people the proper way to intend, right?
Well, what happens is, as I said a moment ago or earlier, that we have a set of values, a set of priorities, things that are most important to least important in our life. And whatever is highest on our value, we're disciplined, we're reliable, we're focused, we're inspired from within to do. We tend to bring order, and that's where our intention is at its maximum. And when we set goals that are congruent with that, then we activate the magic of the secret. We activate the power of synchronicity and magnetism. And we really, truly show and know that we're creators that way. So our innermost dominant thought becomes our outermost tangible reality from that perspective. But when we set goals that aren't aligned to our highest values, we get resistance and not assistance. We start getting frustration instead of inspiration, and we start to wonder why it's not working for us. But that's why the feedback from the universe when it's not working is trying to get us to be authentic and set goals that are congruent. So no matter what happens in our life, it's nothing but a feedback system to guide us to be authentic and to awaken our genuine, innovative, inspired self. So that's why in the breakthrough experience, I help people find what their values are, their true values, not what they idealize, not what they inject in by society's assumptions, but what is true for them. And the second they do, I mean, amazing things happen when they really start to be clear of what it is and they set goals that are congruent with it.
Right, distinguish what it is that they want, because a lot of people don't know what they want, and if they don't know what they want, the universe can't bring it to them, because it's not the job of the universe to figure out what they want.
Well, they have many times fears that that they're running their lives by, the fear of breaking the morals and ethics of some spiritual authority, the fear of not being smart enough or intelligent enough or creative enough or imagined enough or degreed enough, the fear of, you know, failing, the fear of losing money or not making money, the fear of losing loved ones or respectable loved ones, the fear of rejection, and the fear of ill health, death, or disease. And those fears immobilize us and cloud the clarity that's inside us about what do we want. And so if we run our lives by fear or guilt associated, we stop ourselves from living an inspired, visionary life that's innovative and also something that's legacy building. So our job in the breakthrough experience is to shatter the fears that are there that are holding us back from illuminating ourselves to do greatness. And the second we open that doorway, emerge from within us the true self. And the true self is always magnificent. I think it was Carl Sagan that said that the greatest realization is that the world is more magnificent than the fantasies we impose on it. And once we get past our fantasies and get in tune with the way it really is, some really amazing things start to show up in our lives.
Yeah. I've had a direct experience of that, and you've been a great help with that. I've read, I think, all of your books. I'm looking forward to reading the new one. And, you know, you just know that it's truth when you hear it, when you see it. And I sat in front of you when you were giving your seminar and watched the passion in you come out of you like fireworks. And it's so compelling that the energy created in the room, first of all, you create an absolutely safe space for people to just take down the walls and let their guard down and allow the truth in. And, you know, if you don't create that first and foremost, you're not going to get very far. So you are a master at creating a safe space for people to sit in. And, you know, you're very straight, you're very direct, and you don't pull any punches, and you tell it like it is. And the truth that comes out of your mouth is indisputable because of the hair that gets raised on people's necks. And I've not seen anybody leave a room for any other reason than to go get a drink of water because their heart's beating so fast at the truth they're hearing.
Well, I think that's an interesting way of putting it. I just have a dream to study the principles that have maximized human awareness and potential. I'm interested in helping people live inspired and magnificent lives. I spend every day of my life working on that, and I love sharing. I love teaching, and I love getting up in the morning and doing that, and I would rather do that than anything else pretty well that I know I'm doing. So I mean, that's just what I love doing. So I guess it comes across when I'm doing it, and I really believe that people, I've gotten to travel the world, and I've got to meet amazing people, and I've got to see people's lives change, and that's very inspiring. It's very inspiring watching people's eyeballs light up and hearts open and get clear about what they want to do and then start into action on it. And I always say that our vitality in life is directly proportionate to the vividness of our vision. And once our vision becomes clear, our vitality grows. And there is an amazing being inside everybody that's covered up in a shell. And when it comes out, watch out. You know, the legacies are born and the creativity is surging.
Yep, and I believe that true wealth is being able to afford your own imagination.
So true.
Yep, so there's no poverty right now, as long as you have an imagination.
Well, anything that we think is missing is just in a form we haven't recognized, and we have to look again. See, I always say that when you set goals that are congruent with your values, you get to see what the power of your intention is creating, and you don't question it, and your certainty surges. But when you set goals that aren't aligned with your highest values, you start expecting things that don't match your true intentions, and then you wonder why things don't seem to be matching what you want. But the truth is, deep inside, what you really want is manifesting. And you sometimes get confused because you subordinate to outside influences and authorities, and they inject all kind of fantasies into you about what you think you should be doing instead of what you're really inspired by doing. And once those are congruent, wow, you get to see how fast you are as a creator, and you get to see how synchronous the world is. And you won't question it. You'll know.
Yeah, and you can go from declaration to manifestation in a New York second so fast that it will basically blow your mind. And then, you know, as long as you have courage in the face of your own greatness, when that happens, you're off to the races. There's no stopping you. So I've seen it happen. It's happening to me all the time. It's happening to my husband all the time. It's happening to all the people in our lives. And the more people tap into who they really are, the more their families thrive, the more the future generations will thrive, the more that they're ending the ignorance and the poverty of the past generations and their ancestors. And you can set it right. One person can make a difference. One person can ignite consciousness globally. One person can. And I was just telling a friend of mine last night that if every person would just consider that person is them for 15 minutes of their life, just 15 minutes, it would be a different world the next morning.
Well, Albert Einstein said the greatest teacher is exemplification. And if we exemplify the authenticity that's capable, we're capable of, we do more for the people around us than doing just verbiage. So we automatically are more congruent when we do that, and people can register that. It's just like they found mirror neurons in the brain that tend to mimic people. We tend to mimic people who are authentic, and
yes.
Magic occurs there. So I think it's wise to set those goals that are just congruent and just be true to ourselves. We got to give ourselves permission to shine, not shrink, and share, not hold back from daring. And I think when we do, we get to see the results in our own life, and we give permission for other people to see the same results in theirs.
Well, there's nothing more exhilarating. And I just read a Lester Levinson book about detachment and how he discovered what love is and how he discovered how to have peace and happiness. And he thought it was all these different things, but it was none of them. What it turned out to be was his true nature. He found a way to become authentic. And he didn't even know that he didn't know he wasn't being authentic until one day he just took a leap and let go of all his worldly possessions and just started investigating what happiness really is. And what it really is finding your true nature and expressing that, because God, Creator, Universe wants to express itself through each and every one of us, which means we are that. And if we are that, there is nothing we can't accomplish as long as we're willing and agreeable and get out of our own way. And
well, you know, in the breakthrough experience, I tell people that a quote by Schopenhauer that says that we become ourselves to the degree that we make everything else ourselves, which means that whatever we see around us, in the world around us, and the people around us, we have within us already, and we don't need to be playing small and minimizing ourselves to something we think they have that we don't. We just need to go and ask, where do we have what they have already and the form that it's in? And the scene, I always say that we're all similar at the level of the soul. We're all different at the level of the senses. The difference between our soul's essence and our sensory existence is our value system. And our value system dictate where we're creating things. And if we're not honoring our own creations, we're going to minimize them comparing to others and thinking that we should be doing something that doesn't match us. And then we're going to think we're lacking, and we're minimal instead of exaggerant, and we hold ourselves back. And I think that once we finally look in the mirror and see what our real values are, we get to see what we create, and we get to honor the form that it's in, and we get to realize we're not missing things.
Right.
And we start to come from a perspective of what's already there, and now what else can we create?
Yep. And no matter what's going on, if you come from a place of what's perfect about this, you're off to a good start.
So true.
So I want to give your website again and also the address of where you're having your seminar in the States. The website is www.drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com. And the seminar, the Breakthrough Experience, will be in Los Angeles with Dr. John DeMartini at the Fairmont Miramar Hotel, 101 Wilshire Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90401, and that will be Saturday, August 8th to Sunday, August 9th, and it will be Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight or a little after, and Sunday, 8 a.m. to about 6 p.m., and just go on the website to register, correct?
Yes, they can do that. And also, if they'd like to have that evening event Thursday night there at the same location, from 7 to 9, I'll be doing From Stress to Success, which is an extraction from the newest book, and answer questions on anything that I can do to help people break through things and help them in their success levels.
You know, I spent 20 minutes with you one other time, you know, with a group of people, and I couldn't take notes fast enough. And just in that 20 minutes, I walked in with an intention to resolve something that was on my mind. And when I walked out of there, I had that and more just in 20 minutes. So, you know, and when I've had you on the show, I think this is your fourth time on my show, I think.
Yep.
Every single time that you're on, the revelations and the frequency gets higher and the vibration gets more sharp and the conversation becomes one of what I know for me, what my purpose of being a radio host is to get this kind of information out to our listeners and to let them know that it's available, because if they don't know you're out there, they can't partake of the wisdom that you've certainly earned in your lifetime that you're so generous to share with all of us. And, you know, to see a person do what they love every single day of their life, like you are, and travel the world and teach, which is your favorite thing to do, you certainly do walk your talk. And if you're not living the dream, I don't know who's capable of it. And, you know, to be in the presence of somebody who is energetically vibrating at that level, you don't walk out of there the same as when you walked in. You know, your frequency is going to get raised, like it or not. And I also know, Dr. Martini, I bet you have some stories about this, that if a person's ego isn't ready for what you have to say, that the person can't tolerate being in that frequency.
Well, you know, my job is to find out what their values are and communicate in their values the best I could. I had the opportunity to do another radio show this morning, and it was a religious station. And I don't classify myself so much as religious as I am inspired. And I certainly acknowledge the presence of a field of intelligence that have been called God for centuries in the universe. And I do believe very strongly that it permeates us and guides us and directs us, and we have a connection to it. But at the same time, I don't necessarily subscribe so much to religious dogmas. And I was doing this show, and once I tuned in to what their primary objectives were, I was able to communicate in their values effectively and inspire people of all walks of life. And I think that my responsibility is to find out the values and needs of others and be humble enough to find out how I can communicate in that so they can get something from the message. And sometimes I'm more effective than others at it, but I try to do that because I realize that if I don't, then I might not be able to use my time and energy most effective in transforming lives.
Well, that too, and you might end up alienating people because you wouldn't be speaking into their listening.
Well, sometimes I do that, not intentionally.
Well, no,
but sometimes I when people are living in an absolute delusion and living in a fantasy, I sometimes crunch those fantasies because it liberates them.
I
would say depression.
Out.
Depression is a comparison of your current reality to a fantasy and delusion that you keep addicting to. And whenever we get caught in that, we end up unappreciating our life. And I always say that bipolar condition is a byproduct of monopolar addictions, which means we get addicted to fantasies and we hold on to the fantasies and wonder why our life is upside down. And so when I see that, I don't mind confronting those. But when I see somebody that is receptive and wanting to learn and simply hasn't been exposed to it, then I have the responsibility to find a way of communicating in their world, in their values, so they can hear it. And because I think everybody deep inside wants to grow and do something extraordinary with their life, and they deserve to. And I don't want to have necessarily a dogma or an idea interfere with that. And I think that my job is to broaden my own awareness and language and communication skills to be able to address just about anybody. And I've been blessed to be in many countries and have many translators and many different levels of society. I was just in Ireland the other day, and I was presenting a program to people from the Northern and Southern Ireland conflict. The president asked me to come and present there. And it was interesting because they were different worlds. I mean, the difference between Northern and Southern Ireland was different. And so I had to meet them in the medium point there and communicate to both. And it was an inspiring day, truly an inspiring day.
I can imagine that it was. And, just to hear you say I was in Ireland the other day, I mean, wow, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I was in Ireland about a week and 2 days ago, and I was in Australia, Sydney and Melbourne between then, and I'm now in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I'm on to Toronto after here, so I just full-time travel. People say, where do you live? And I say, well, wherever I am. And I full-time travel, and I just go city to city, country to country. I've said for many years that the universe is my playground, the world is my home, every country is another room in the house, every city is another platform to share my heart and soul.
And that's the truth. That's wonderful. So being that you travel so much, what would you say to our listeners about maintaining relationships when you're on the go like that?
Well, I'm sitting here right now as I'm talking, and I have my girlfriend, Star, sitting in front of me. She's on the computer. She's listening in. She's flown up from Houston, Texas to meet me in Dallas here because I was passing through Dallas, and we rendezvous. So we go to different places. I think we were in Milan a few weeks back, and we were in Houston not too long ago, and we've been in L.A. and San Francisco. We've had different places we rendezvoused this year, and we're talking about now going down to Australia for the Christmas holidays. So we just rendezvous in different places, and we have Skype relationship other times.
Right,
and even
right.
Skype has a great great times for intimacy.
I think you can use a cyber cam with that too. Sometimes.
Yes, that's what's so great about it. So today you could be anywhere and have a great relationship.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's so great that you found a way to do that because you know that was a question that I had on my mind for somebody who's you know so on the go. And I also, too, know that the greatest teachers are the ones who are inspired by their students and are the ones who also can say that their students are their teachers.
Well, that's so true. I always say that, you know, I said this when I was closing in Sydney a few days ago, 2 days ago, I guess it was, Sunday. I finishing at the Breakthrough Experience. We had 200 people there. And I said, you know, the greatest thing that you can do from this course is go out and do something extraordinary with your life. You know, not to minimize yourself up to against a teacher that you look up to and none of those things, but just go out and do something extraordinary and do that. And when you do, then you have impacted, you know, me the most, and I've learned from you and you've learned from me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's the key.
Right. I had breakfast with Mike Dooley, and I think you know Mike, don't you?
Yes, I know Mike.
He's actually the reason my husband and I met. And, well, he is the universe. You know, he sends out the notes from the universe. At tut.com, but anyway, I was having breakfast with Mike Dooley, and what was going to be like a half hour, 45-minute breakfast turned into 2.5 hours, and he ate 2 breakfasts while we were sitting there, and before we left and said goodbye, he did the most amazing thing. He said, Katie, I want to thank you for being my teacher today, and that just was the most wonderful thing to hear from someone who's got so much wisdom and shares it like you do. And you know, I see that quality in you as well, where you're just so gracious and humble, and you understand how it all works, and you understand that we are all one, and that you can't contribute to without being contributed back to. And also, what people will get from your breakthrough experience is a very great lesson in contrast, that somebody over here can be saying, you're the most wonderful thing since sliced bread. And then somebody at the same time, almost in a parallel universe, will be saying, what a creep, a jerk you are.
Well, I would say you got to be able to embrace both sides of yourself. And any part you try to deny, you keep running into. So you got to love it all. And and the people around you are definitely going to reflect that. And if you get too many people praising you, you start to build yourself up, think you're greater than you are. And if you get too many criticized, you think you're less than you are. When you get them both together, you get to find out who you are. And so you got to honor and embrace both sides.
Right.
That's a purpose. I would say if you go out and you get addicted to praise at work and during the day, when you get home, the spouse will nail you. But if you go out and allow yourself to balance during the day, the spouse will be balanced for you there at home.
Right.
That's the secret, to be able to embrace the balance of life.
Right. And I know that that's always a surprise to many people, because, you know, I've heard people in your audience say, well, if that's so good, then why did this happen over there? And then you let them know right away that, you know, their life is reflecting back to them the parts of themselves they're denying. So really the onus is on them.
I would say that anything that you deny in yourself and, you know, you keep running into until you own it, and you don't need to get rid of any part of yourself because everything serves. So trying to get rid of yourself will be futile. and trying to learn, and finally learning how to love that part's what it's about. That's why we keep attracting people to point it out to us, to try to teach us to love the parts we keep denying. So that's the beauty of the universe. Whoever and whatever is setting it up, you know, that great, grand organized design, God, has organized it in such a way that we really can't not grow. And we really can't screw up. The only time we think we're screwing up is when we're injecting the values of others and expecting ourselves to be doing something other than what our real values are dictating. And that's when we think we've messed up. But we haven't messed up. We're just learning. We're just growing.
Exactly. And everything is a lesson. You know, it's another day in Earth school. And, you know, when you look at it like that, it can be very exciting. And, you know, I find, too, that when I'm in the – I've had an injury in my back, and sometimes it flares up. And I told my husband the other day, I said, you know, I've never felt so alive when I'm in pain. And, it's, you know, I took that pain I was feeling, and rather than deny it or be aggravated by it, I got inspired by it and just said, you know, I've never felt so alive as I feel right now.
Well, you know, there's a book that came out many years ago by Milton Ward called The Brilliant Function of Pain.
Oh.
And it was, and it came out, it's a small little book. I used to give it to all my patients. I yellow marked in it, and then all the patients that came in, I used to just have them read it. And it was talking about people that couldn't feel pain and what their life was like.
Wow.
And it was really interesting because people who didn't know, it could not feel any pain whatsoever, didn't know when they bruised themselves, they didn't know when they hit the wall with their foot, they didn't know when they stubbed their toe, they didn't know when they ran into things, and they couldn't sense it. And they realized all the problems that they went through their life when they didn't have pain. And the people that actually don't have pain are wishing they could have some pain.
Right,
it's really interesting.
Yeah, what was the name of that book again?
The Brilliant Function of Pain by Milton Ward. It's a little bitty book, simple book. But I used to give it to the patients so they could be a little bit more patient with their healing and set realistic expectations. And I always say that the more you strive to get rid of all pain in your life, the more painful your life becomes. You got to be able to embrace pain and pleasure in the pursuit of something great if you're going to have a great life.
Exactly, and embrace both.
Yep.
And also denying the pain would be, it's going to keep coming back around until you deal with it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. I always say that, you know, when you look in the mirror, you're going to like things and dislike things, and you get both of them. That's the journey of it.
Yep, that's true.
You got to find out how the things you dislike serve you, too.
The things you dislike sometimes can serve you most.
Yep.
And
I noticed that when I look in the mirror now, my butt's getting flatter and a little bit more flabbier no matter what I do. But then I thought, okay, well, the benefit is when I sit, it's nice, it's soft.
Right, it feels good. well, I also know, too, and you're a walking example of this, that the more connected to source you are on a continuous basis, the slower you age. And I think, what are you, 104 now, and you look about 40?
No, I'll be 55 here just in a couple months here, and doing pretty good. I feel pretty good at that. I mean, there's a few hairs that are down. There's a few grays that are coming out, but I guess I'm doing good because a lot of people don't believe I'm my age.
Well, it's really hard to tell, and I believe that it's because of what's going on between your ears. And
well, I hope so. I think that's what it is. I think that when you're really present and you love what you're doing, you don't age as much. And when you're holding on to all the emotional baggage, you tend to age faster. So I usually find somebody else I can delegate my baggage to.
Well, that's good. That's what baggage handlers are for.
I hire people in my office and staff to try to give them you know, my stresses over to them somehow.
That's good. And, you know, sometimes in the mornings when I remember to do it, I'll make a list of things that I want to do in the day, and then I make a list of the things I want the universe to do in the day. And the things I want the universe to do are the things that are frustrating me the most that I have no control over. So I give those over to the universe to take care of. And,
well,
you know, and I also have a God box that I
Well, put. Like I say, it's not what happens to us, it's how we perceive it. So when I think that the universe is screwed up, it's my job to keep looking differently, look a little broader, look deeper, and find out how it's ordered after all.
Well, I believe the universe is perfectly ordered, and I believe that all of us are, and I believe that we just simply forgot. And, you know, the breakthrough experience will help people remember all kinds of things that they didn't even know they had an opportunity or were an option in this lifetime to know about themselves. And Marianne Williamson said that, you know, it's not the fear that we're a failure, it's the fear of our greatness that really, really affects us the most. It's
That's right. We're here to shine, not shrink.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do have an obligation to shine. And, you know, all of this information has been repressed over the years. I mean, you know, I've been burned at the stake, I think, 375 times for being a heretic. And what a wonderful, marvelous time to be alive where you can talk about things like this on the radio to everybody everywhere globally. We've got a president who's open to it. We've got now, you know, this wonderful shift taking place that can't be stopped. And, you know, I'm extremely excited about what's to come. And what do you have to say about 2012 before we close? Because we've got about one more minute.
Well, I don't think there's anything. I mean, there's lots of people that are having a, you know, fun with a 2012. I just think that every day is an inspiring day. And I think that that day, like any day, is going to be just another day for inspiration and growth. And so I like to think now, instead of waiting for 2012, let's do it today.
I like that.
Let's
I like
do it today.
A lot.
Let's make 2000. Let's make whatever that day is today and each day, and because otherwise we'll be anticipating and waiting for a day instead and missing out on the day we got today.
Yep, and that's not getting the presence, and only in the presence is where you find the abundance. Because
yeah,
abundance...
because it's not what's going on out there. It's how we're going to perceive it anyway. So we might as well perceive today and tomorrow and the next day between now and then and after then.
Yep.
It's just as extraordinary.
Right. Wonderful. I like that a lot. And I'm going to give your website again. Everybody, you've been listening to Dr. John DeMartini. His website is www.drdemartini.com. The Breakthrough Experience will be in Los Angeles. We're very, very fortunate to have Dr. DeMartini here on August 8th and 9th, Saturday 8 a.m. to a little past midnight, and Sunday 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Fairmont Miramar Hotel, 101 Wilshire Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90401. Please go to the website, drdemartini.com, and check that out further. And being my listeners are largely entertainment industry, you couldn't do yourself a bigger favor than to check out the Breakthrough Experience and get your butt in the seat over there and experience what it is you've been hearing for this past 55 minutes. You will be so grateful that you did, and it will not just affect you in this lifetime. It will affect all of your loved ones and all of the future generations because of the shift that will take place in you. And Dr. DeMartini, do you have anything last?
Well, no, just thank you. Just thank you for the opportunity to share. And if people would like to get in contact with me, they can go to the website, drdemartini.com, or my Facebook address. And just I look forward to meeting them and seeing them and getting to share with them, and just know that no matter what you've done or not done, you're worthy of love to everybody out there, and that you deserve to live an amazing and inspired life. And if I can be of help, please take advantage of me, and I look forward to meeting you in person. And Kate, thank you again for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you in Los Angeles.
You bet. Well, I'm hoping to be there on the 6th at the Fairmont for your talk from 7 to 9 on, give the name of your book again?
It's Stress to Success in just 31 Days.
Right, the toilet book. Okay, everybody, remember the last six letters of attraction are action. So get busy to live the life that you love and you came here to live. Thank you, everybody, and good night.